find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air over more than half of Wisconsin is dangerous for many people to breathe. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is drifting back over the state again. Karina Newsom is with the National Wildlife Federation. She says climate change could make air pollution from wildfires routine.
With there being more frequent, more intense, longer burning wildfires, and of course natural movement of air, we can absolutely expect to see wildfire smoke occurring in places where maybe wildfires are not actually burning, like we're seeing right now, being a more frequent experience.
We're under the fifth air quality advisory in Wisconsin this year. It's the most active year for fine particle pollution in the state in more than a decade. A bill to send more state money to Wisconsin communities is on its way to the governor's desk. As Terry Bell reports, the shared revenue bill also aims to save Milwaukee from bankruptcy.
The bill would take 20% of sales tax collections and send $1.5 billion to local governments. The money would have to be used for police and fire departments, emergency response and communications, and streets and transportation. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County have even more restrictions on their money. Some places are getting a bigger boost than others, but Republican Senator Mary Felskowski says no community in Wisconsin is an island.
We have senators that represent the breadbasket of Wisconsin, the Central Sands area. They feed our economic generators. Madison, Milwaukee can't grow their own food. Central Sands grows it for them.
Democratic Senator Robert Wirtz says in the end, the compromise bill is just that.
There's things I like in this bill. There's things I can't stand in this bill, but it's a compromise and there's more good things than bad things.
Governor Evers helped broker the deal and is expected to sign the bill into law. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin may have a new top election official soon. Don Millis, chairman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says the commission will take a vote later this month on who will lead the agency going forward. Pete Schwabo reports.
With Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf's term set to expire on July 1st, the WEC will hold a vote this month to decide who will run the state's election body going forward. The commission could vote to reappoint her, select a new administrator, or possibly take no action at all. The WEC is a six-member board made up equally of Republican and Democratic appointees. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Governor Tony Evers indicated on Wednesday that he would veto a state budget that includes a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system, since the state currently holds a record near $7 billion surplus. The cut is what legislative Republicans have put forward as a response to diversity offices on college campuses. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. An air quality advisory has been issued for all but the easternmost counties in Wisconsin through noon today. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. Three people are in custody after a multi-county interstate drug investigation. More than 5 pounds of meth and $49,000 in cash was seized, with two people, Stanley Holte and Julia Ann Lloyd, arrested for allegedly trafficking meth and fentanyl in several counties in western Wisconsin. Both are being held in the La Crosse County Jail on $500,000 cash bonds. And the state baseball championships are today. It begins with the Division IV title game Ithaca and Pecatonica, which you can hear on the Civic Media app or at WRCO. At noon, St. Croix Falls plays Aquinas in the D3 title game. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuss.
The Brewers get swept again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee lost both games in their two-game series against the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. The final yesterday afternoon, the Twins 4, the Brewers 2. Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray pitched 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and 4 earned runs. Craig Counsell.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was not quite as sharp today. You know, we got through 5 and, you know, probably should have been 3-2 and, you know, a one-run deficit.
Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
Yeah, I definitely felt a little off from the beginning. But overall, just trying to battle through it, really. I think it's just about getting ahead and sequencing correctly. You know, I don't know if we threw in enough for strikes, at least commanded the ball in enough to the lefties.
Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on the sweep.
We've been playing some pretty good baseball lately. It carried over into this series all the way around. The at-bats were good, played some pretty good defense, and we're playing the way we want.
The Brewers have the day off before opening a series at home tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Oakland A's got approval from the Nevada legislature, who voted in favor of funding to build a new baseball stadium for the team in Las Vegas, the bill to be signed by the governor of Nevada. NBA, a report says the Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat are putting in bids to trade for the Wizards' Bradley Beal. The 29-year-old guard has been named to the NBA's All-Star team three times. In golf, the U.S. Open tees off today at the Los Angeles Country Club. NFL, the Packers wrapping up their minicamp today with a team function. In years past, it's been everything from bowling to skeet shooting. Packers president Mark Murphy says now that Aaron Rodgers has left, he expects to see more of Matt LaFleur's playbook being used by Jordan Love. I asked LaFleur,
have you seen Jordan get to a certain level, or are you trying different things you might like to try this fall?
It is a good time to experiment a little bit with certain things. Quite frankly, that goes on throughout the course of the season, but in particular, OTAs, training camp, to really kind of narrow down how do we want to attack and what do our guys do to the best of their ability.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wisconsin, and welcome to the Stu Daniels Show on this Thursday morning, the 15th of June, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now, and welcome into the program. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thank you for tuning in outside today for Western Wisconsin. It's going to be mostly sunny, but we are going to have that haze again in some areas coming back from the wildfires up north in Canada. And a wide range of highs today, only going to be in the mid-60s up near Hayward, but in the upper 70s down by La Crosse. So it just depends on where you are. But in sports, there's not much good news to report. The Brewers lost again yesterday. It's their sixth loss in a row. Yesterday, they lost to the Twins. And fortunately, the Pirates lost again yesterday, so the Brewers remain just one game out of first place. They are off today, and then it's the big weekend series against the Pirates in Milwaukee. So that should be interesting if you're a baseball fan, that's for sure. So today is the 15th of June, and you might say, well, Stu, man, what happened on this day? Well, I'll tell you what happened. In 1775, George Washington was named the commander-in-chief of the colonies by the Continental Congress. Evidently, he did a good job because he became president just a couple years later. Also on this date, June 15th in 1996, one of the great voices of the 20th century passed away. Ella Fitzgerald passed away on this date in 1996. And a couple of birthdays today, born on this date in 1941 in Brooklyn, New York, Harry Nilsson, also known as Just Nilsson, who had a bunch of hits in the 70s. We might play one during the show today. Also born on this date in 1937, Waylon Jennings down in Littlefield, Texas. And the headlines today, some of the headlines at least, the big headline in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers yesterday passed legislation long sought by local officials that keeps Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis and also boosts funding to local governments all across the state. Also, Donald Trump said if
he's reelected, he'll go after President Biden and his family. What does he mean by that? We'll take a look at that story. Also, a former federal prosecutor says Trump's Tuesday night speech at his political rally was, quote, just a straight out confession. Interesting. By the way, this is an audience participation show. If you'd like to participate, you can give us a call and get on the radio. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Let's take a look at the big story in Wisconsin today. The headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, legislature passes bill aimed at averting Milwaukee financial crisis and lifting aid to local governments. This is by Allison Deer, Jesse Apoyan, and Molly Beck. Updated 10 hours ago. Dateline Madison, it says, for years, it was far from clear that a bill to boost funding for cities, towns, villages, and counties in Wisconsin would make it to the finish line, or even the starting line, for that matter. But on Wednesday, yesterday, state lawmakers passed the controversial legislation that keeps Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis in a bipartisan vote that pushed 12 Republicans to vote against the legislation and 19 Democrats to vote in favor, splitting from the majority of their respective caucuses. The legislation, sought by local officials for years, required the Democratic governor and Republican legislative leaders to set aside an icy relationship and a history of fierce disagreement and negotiate. That's what good government is about, right? Negotiating. Nobody gets everything they want, but hopefully you get some of the things you want. This story from the Journal Sentinel goes on and says the result boosts funding to local governments across Wisconsin by increasing the amount of revenue that returns to those governments from the state, known as shared revenue, and it allows the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to each implement a new or additional sales tax through 2/3 vote of the Common Council and County Board of Supervisors, as opposed to letting the voters decide about the new taxes. And a separate bill that Republicans required Evers to sign in exchange for their support to save Milwaukee from falling off a fiscal cliff, which boosts funding for private school vouchers, drew ire from Evers' oldest allies, Wisconsin's teachers' unions. That legislation passed in both chambers with two Democrats, each in the Senate and Assembly, joining Republicans to vote yes. Here's a quote. Governor Evers, he had a gun to his head. Either he gave my colleagues what they wanted or Milwaukee went into insolvency, and he chose to save Milwaukee. That quote from LaTanya Johnson, senator from Milwaukee, a Democrat. A series of policy provisions contained in the local funding legislation has caused significant frustration. That's particularly true in the city of Milwaukee, which is the target of many of those provisions. And in this, here's another quote, this one from Representative Supreme Moore Omakunde from Milwaukee, Democrat. It says, in this chamber, we spend an awful lot of time talking about bipartisanship. We spend an awful lot of time talking about cooperation, but the refusal to amend this bill today reveals the truth. You never wanted cooperation. You wanted capitulation. And that's Representative Supreme Moore Omakunde from Milwaukee talking about provisions that remove Milwaukee officials' power over certain operations. Democratic State Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee said, quote, the price that we are paying today is far too high. And if this bill is signed into law, I'm going to fight like hell to get these policies off our books, because codifying laws that attack minority communities and attack local control is not reasonable. And that's a promise, end quote. State Senator Mary Felskowski, Republican from Irma, one of the bill's authors, said the legislation was a bipartisan effort that produced wins for her rural district, as well as Madison and Milwaukee. Quote, this was a task that we had known for years, decades, needed to be fixed, said the bill's assembly author, Republican Representative Tony Kurtz. He said, "Today we are finally fixing it. I understand some of you don't think it's perfect, but this is what compromise looks like. And personally, I'm very proud of that," end quote. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Oostburg, after the vote said the bill's passage represented, quote, "a key step toward the completion of the largest bipartisan agreement in recent memory," end quote. He said local governments, in addition to public choice and charter schools, would see a boost in resources that would let them fulfill their core duties. Quote, this is, by the way, from the governor. "It's my job as governor to always work to do the right thing when it matters most," Evers said in a statement following the bill's passage. He went on and said, "We're securing over $1 billion for our kids and our schools to improve reading and kids' mental health while making historic investments in our communities. This is a win for Wisconsin," end quote. The approval on Wednesday came after an agreement announced last week by Republican legislative leaders and Evers to allow Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to implement sales taxes by two-thirds votes of the Common Council and County Board of Supervisors instead of letting voters decide via referendum. That deal included a bill that would increase state funding for public, charter, and private voucher schools. That element of the agreement has been heralded by educators in the state's private school voucher programs, and it also infuriated Wisconsin's teachers unions that blasted the agreement reached by Evers, the former state superintendent. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, of course, from Rochester, and Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August from Lake Geneva, Republican, implored Democrats to vote in favor of the legislation, arguing it increases opportunities for parents to make the best choice for their children. Quote, "I struggle to see how this has become such a political issue for some people in this chamber," August said. We'll get to more of this breaking story. Good news, I suppose, from Madison. That legislation finally passed. Stick around. You're tuned into your Civic Media radio station.
Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras Tom
Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Watts, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Watts today. 855-954-1186.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoke from Canadian wildfires today, and that is going to impact air quality for much of the region, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, tomorrow sunny, 80 by Saturday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Washington on a Thursday morning, laying down a groove a mile wide. And believe it or not, I remember seeing that tour back, I think it was around 75 or something. Of course, I was just a baby. But anyway, welcome back to the big program, Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. It's 8:23 right now. Hope you're having a good day. And just before the break, we were discussing the big news in Wisconsin. Legislature finally passes a bill aimed at averting Milwaukee financial crisis and lifting aid to local governments. And we left off here in this piece where some Republicans were saying that they don't understand why it was such a big issue. And it says here, before the Senate voted on the legislation, Robin Voss said the assembly had the votes to pass the shared revenue legislation, even as some members remain frustrated about a change replacing a referendum requirement for Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to implement sales taxes with the council and county board votes. And this is a quote here from
Joint Finance Committee co-chairman, Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, Republican. He said these two bills before us today are historic investments in two important areas of local government and our school choice voucher program, coupling the shared revenue package with the committee's work on the state budget, Bourne said, should allow lawmakers to deliver a budget Evers, quote, should be eager to sign, end quote. The deal struck between state leaders would allow Milwaukee County to add a 0.4% sales tax to its current 0.5% sales tax, or a total county sales tax of 0.9%. That's a boost from the 0.375% additional sales tax in the original legislation, but also less than the 0.5% increase the coalition, which includes the city and county, had urged. The legislation allows the city of Milwaukee to pursue a 2% tax. The State Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates the new sales tax would generate an additional $80 million for Milwaukee County in the first year. State estimates project the sales tax could offer the city an annual revenue boost of $193.6 million. Both sales taxes could be implemented with two-thirds votes of the County Board of Supervisors and the Common Council of Milwaukee. The bill would also allow municipalities with fewer than 110,000 residents to receive a minimum 20% boost to the aid they receive from the state, increasing the total funding to municipalities from $192 million to $206 million. And it would expand the advisory referendums allowed under the bill. I'll get to more of this story about what's in the bill that's going to benefit folks all across Wisconsin. We'll do that after we take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. A bus full of 42 migrants has arrived in Los Angeles, courtesy of Texas Governor. Martha Arevalo is with the city's Central American Resource Center.
Governor Abbott sent babies, sent toddlers, since school-aged children.
At least a dozen tornadoes have damaged buildings and knocked out power across the southeast. Glenda Williams' granddaughter was alone when a tree fell on the family's mobile home in Lexington, Mississippi.
She had just walked out the room. She was on the phone with one of our friends, and she was just screaming. She said she was finna lay down, so thank God she didn't lay down because it went right across her bed.
Oscar and Tony-winning British actress Glenda Jackson has died. She spoke to CBS about returning to Broadway after a 30-year absence in 2018's Three Tall Women.
Interviewers would say about the play, is it fun? Are you enjoying it? And my immediate response is, it's work. What do you mean?
Glenda Jackson was 87. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the
first
10 callers.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Three people are in custody after a multi-county drug investigation. More than 5 pounds of meth and $49,000 in cash was seized, with two people, Stanley Holte and Julia Ann Lloyd, arrested for allegedly trafficking meth and fentanyl. Holte was arrested in La Crosse County, while Lloyd was taken into custody in Vernon County. They are being held on $500,000 cash bonds, according to online court records. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that Holte was previously in prison for dealing meth. He was now selling drugs in La Crosse, Vernon, and Monroe counties in western Wisconsin. An air quality advisory has been issued for all but the easternmost counties in Wisconsin through noon today. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. And the state high school baseball championships are today in Grand Chute, with Ithaca playing Pecatonica in the D4 title game this morning. You can hear that on the Civic Media app at WRCO. And at noon, St. Croix Falls will play Aquinas in the Division 3 Championship. D2 and D1 go off later tonight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Brought up bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I
Harry Nilsson, who would have been celebrating a birthday today, like his 83rd birthday, I believe it is, or 82nd birthday. But he did pass away some number of years ago, maybe 30 years ago or so. He was known to enjoy his alcohol drinks quite a bit, and I think that's what killed him in the end. But for those of you who were around in the early 70s, you may remember many of his songs, even though you might not know his name. In addition to that song, he had a number of hit songs with television and movie theme songs. You remember that TV show called The Courtship of Eddie's Father? Now, there was a song, He's My Best Friend, that started the show. That was Harry Nilsson. Also, there was an animated movie that was on in the early 70s. I think it was made for television, if I remember correctly, because that's where I saw it. It was called The Point, and there was a song in there called Me and My Arrow. And from what I've heard, a lot of people have become familiar with that song more recently because it's popular with the kids these days on YouTube. Also, the movie Midnight Cowboy. Remember that song, Everybody is Talking at Me? Well, that was him too. A lot of good stuff back in the day. Great songwriter, Harry Nilsson. Welcome back to the big show, everybody. Stu Daniels here going on and on about music, as usual. But we were discussing before the break the big news in Wisconsin today. The legislation passed to provide funding for local municipalities across the state and also helping to keep Milwaukee and Milwaukee County from falling off a fiscal cliff. We were discussing this story in the Journal Sentinel today, describing all of the details about the legislation passing yesterday. And we got to the part here where it says additional action will be needed at Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Even after the governor signs off, additional steps in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would be required to implement the sales taxes at each of the local governments that have long struggled with increasingly difficult budgets. And they'll be asked, or I should say they'll be tasked, with the intricacies of closing down their pension systems and moving new employees into the state system, among other changes. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, in a statement Wednesday night, said the bill's passage reflected an important milestone and empowered the city of Milwaukee to overcome financial problems that were decades in the making. Even so, he said, the final essential step is for the council to support a sales tax. Despite the opposition to the policy provisions in the state legislation, in a statement, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson thanked state leaders and legislators who took what they described as, quote, a difficult but necessary vote to avoid the financial ruin of one of the most vital economic engines in Wisconsin. Bipartisan legislation often means that not everyone will get everything on their wish list. While our desire for autonomy remains steadfast, it is vital that Milwaukee County, as an arm of the state, acknowledges the fiscal realities that we must confront. Reaching a fiscal cliff is undoubtedly the single biggest threat to improving quality of life for residents and setting up our region for long-term success, end quote. This story goes on and says how votes of the Common Council and County Board of Supervisors will play out remains to be seen. At the city, especially, local leaders have been increasingly vocal about their objections to a bevy of policy changes and restrictions aimed at Milwaukee specifically. Those changes would go into effect regardless of whether a sales tax is passed and would fundamentally change the city's fire and police commission, the city's ability to spend tax money on local priorities such as the streetcar and diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and more. But they're also in a bind. A vote against a sales tax, while perhaps symbolically against the policy provisions, would also be a move to deny the city funding it needs to avert a financial crisis that would require deep cuts to city services on which residents depend. The votes on the Republican-authored legislation in the Assembly and Senate did not fall along party lines. State Senator Andre Jacques, a Republican from De Pere, said he voted against the bill because the referendum requirement for sales tax increases and measures aimed at boosting funding for public safety were removed from the legislation during negotiations. He says it is extremely disappointing that needed reforms to the state shared revenue formula have been held hostage to backroom deals that ostensibly bail out Milwaukee after decades of fiscal mismanagement, while at the same time allowing for continued wasteful spending and social engineering. In the end, that was too high a price for me to support this legislation, he said. State Representative Jesse Rodriguez, Republican from Oak Creek, was an early supporter of the legislation but voted against it after the referendum requirement was removed. A number of factors have led to Milwaukee's fiscal problems. The state has returned a stagnant amount of shared revenue to the city for more than two decades. You understand what that means? That means for the past two decades, Milwaukee, the city, has sent a lot more money to the state than they've received back in the shared revenue plans. A number of factors have led to Milwaukee's fiscal problems. The state has returned a stagnant amount of shared revenue to the city for more than two decades and limits local government's ability to raise revenue through other means, such as sales taxes or by hiking property taxes. At the same time, the city's annual pension contribution is spiking while other costs are rising and reserves are dwindling, including the nearly $400 million Milwaukee received in pandemic aid. That leaves a pending fiscal cliff in 2025. Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Brad Pfaff of Onalaska said he departed from most of his colleagues in supporting the bill because of the impact of the new funding on basic services in his district. Quote, plowing snow, picking up garbage, and keeping our communities safe are not partisan political issues, he said. The state has not lived up to its end of the bargain with local governments. This bill is a step in the right direction, end quote. Lawmakers also approved a plan that increases the amount of money private schools in the state's voucher programs would receive for each student as part of the deal between Republican legislative leaders and Evers to boost funding for local governments. The bill also increases funding for charter schools and school districts that have low ceilings to the amount of revenue they may raise under state-imposed limits set in the 1990s that are aimed at keeping property taxes in line. An estimate of the bill's impact by the State Department of Public Instruction showed the legislation would raise property taxes by $43 million. The measure was key for Republican lawmakers to agree to allow Milwaukee, a Democratic stronghold, to raise sales tax revenue and move pension obligations to the state in order to avoid fiscal crisis. But by agreeing to sign a bill that sends more money to private voucher schools, Evers angered his oldest allies, Wisconsin's teachers' unions. Evers, a former state superintendent, rode to victory in each of his elections over the last two decades with the help of public school teachers and union support. Representative Scott Allen, a Waukesha Republican, self-described vocal critic of the governor, offered praise to Governor Evers for agreeing to a deal that breaks from his political base and, quote, for recognizing the importance of working in a bipartisan manner to put together a deal that's going to be best long term for the state of Wisconsin, end quote. So that's what government looks like, right? It's all about negotiating, and sometimes you don't get everything you want, but it looks like in this legislation, everybody's going to get something. So that's good news, right? Good news for Wisconsin. We got 8:45 right now. Going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoke from Canadian wildfires today, and that is going to impact air quality for much of the region, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, tomorrow sunny, 80 by Saturday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. 8:52 right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from Feeding Snow. Sounding great. I haven't heard that song in a long, long time. And I hope you're having a good day so far. So far in the program, we've been talking about the big news in Wisconsin, legislation passing yesterday that will provide funding for municipalities across the state and allow Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to raise sales taxes so that they can avoid a fiscal cliff. If you have any comments on that, I would be interested to hear what you have to say. If you want to get on the radio, feel free to call us. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And if you want to send me an email message, you can do that as well. My email address is stewmanradio. Stu is spelled S-T-U. stewmanradio@gmail.com. Always interested to hear what you have to say. And the next thing I want to get to here is this story about Trump's threat. You know, especially since Watergate in the early, mid-70s, the Justice Department, although it is a part of the administration, has always been separate from the administration, allowing it to be independent and to go after whoever breaks the law. It doesn't matter if it's somebody in the administration or somebody outside the administration, but the important thing is that the Department of Justice remains independent, because it's in dictatorships and authoritarian governments where the leader will use a Department of Justice to go after his political enemies. And it sounds like that is what Donald Trump is threatening to do, should he become president again. There is an interesting story in the New York Times with a headline that says the radical strategy behind Trump's promise to, quote, go after Biden. And the subheadline says conservatives with close ties to Donald J. Trump are laying out a paradigm-shifting legal rationale to erase the Justice Department's independence from the president. Is that a good idea? This story is by Jonathan Swan, Charlie Savage, and Maggie Haberman. Starts like this. It says, when Donald J. Trump responded to his latest indictment by promising to appoint a special prosecutor if he's reelected to, quote, go after, end quote, President Biden and his family, he signaled that a second Trump term would fully jettison the post-Watergate norm of Justice Department independence. Quote, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family, end quote. Mr. Trump said at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, on Tuesday night after his arraignment earlier that day in Miami, quote, I will totally obliterate the deep state, end quote. Trump's message was that the Justice Department charged him only because he is Mr. Biden's political opponent, so he would invert that supposed politicization. In reality, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, two Trump-appointed prosecutors are already investigating Biden's handling of classified documents and the financial dealings of his son, Hunter. But by suggesting the current prosecutors investigating the Bidens were not real, Mr. Trump appeared to be promising his supporters that he would appoint an ally who would bring charges against his political enemies, regardless of the facts. The naked politics infusing Mr. Trump's headline-generating threat underscored something significant. In his first term, Trump gradually ramped up pressure on the Justice Department, eroding its traditional independence from White House political control. He is now unabashedly saying he will throw that effort into overdrive if he returns to power. Is that a good thing? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy, but we shouldn't be surprised, right? 8:57 right now, going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in...